This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was a whole lot of politics wrapped up in the American economy this week, and we are here to untangle it for you. By we, I mean John Carney. He is with the Wall Street Journal. Catherine Rempel is at the Washington Post. This segment, of course, is our weekly wrap of Wall Street and beyond. Hey, everybody.
Hi, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
All right, so John, we talked yesterday on the program about the really bad timing of the speaker search in the House of Representatives and how it's coming up against some economic deadlines. Do you think there is peril in the House GOP caucus being leaderless at the moment, a real economic peril?
Yeah, I do think that it makes it much more risky when we're approaching things like the debt ceiling, which is supposed to strike sometime in a month from now, about. And if you don't have anybody who can kind of corral the lawmakers together and say, like, okay, let's strike a bargain, how do you get a deal done? Who do you talk to if you're the Obama administration right now? You don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Catherine, who do you talk to? What are we supposed to do?
I don't know. I mean, if you look at what happened last time around when there was a lot of financial uncertainty, like 2013, I think the estimate was that all the financial uncertainty related to debt ceiling stuff and a shutdown and all sorts of other chaos led to like 900,000 fewer jobs or something crazy. It was a big number from macroeconomic advisors. And that's when there were actually people to negotiate. What happens now when there's no one at the other side of the table because they can't, the Republicans can't figure out who they want to lead them? I don't know. It's really tough.
We are in the land of unknowns, I think is what Rumsfeld said. All right. Anyway, moving on. I want to talk for a minute about the Fed minutes. They came out this week of the last meeting, the September meeting. The Board of Governors, the FOMC can't really decide how it feels about inflation. Some think it's okay to raise, some don't. My question for you, John Carney, is this. The people who are cheering the lack of an interest rate increase are, in effect, cheering a weak economy, right?
Perhaps. another way of looking at it is that a lot of them may have thought that we already had a weakening economy, and what they were worried about was the data might stay strong enough for long enough that the Fed raises rates right at the wrong time. So getting the weaker data and hopefully dissuading the Fed from raising rates when perhaps they should not be doing that, that could be what we're actually cheering. In other words, that the Fed is making the right decision, given the economy we have, rather than being like, hooray, low job growth.
Yeah, the economy that you might want. Catherine, the idea of the global economy clearly weighed on the FOMC's mind. It seems to have calmed a little bit, but maybe we're still a little anxious. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest risks, I would say, to the U.S. economy right now are global. They're not domestic. They're China. They're the EU still. Mm-hmm. You know, they're Brazil. It's a lot of emerging market problems. And so it makes sense that all of that would be weighing on the minds of monetary policymakers, given that we are a globally linked economy and globally linked financial markets. So they should be considering those factors.
All right. So about the global economy, Catherine, the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations wrapped up on Monday. We talked to the president Tuesday, Congresswoman DeLauro yesterday. This is not yet a done deal, I think, is the fair way to put it when it comes to Congress and the vote on this thing.
Yes, I would say that's accurate. While Obama did get fast track whenever that battle was a few months ago, it's very much not a done deal. We don't know what the text is yet. There's certainly still a lot of pressure from unions, for example, on Democrats to oppose it almost, I think, regardless of what we actually find out in the text. So even though there are strong advocates in the Obama administration and amongst many Republicans, politically, this could be very toxic for a lot of legislators, not to mention presidential candidates.
I was just going to say, not to mention certain presidential candidates. John Carney, go ahead. What's your gut?
I think the Republican chaos feeds in here, too, right? Because if Obama's going to get this done, he can only get it done with the assistance of the Republicans, because there's going to be a lot of Democratic opposition. So as long as the Republicans are, their caucus is in disorder, it becomes doubtful, can you marshal Republicans, whether they're senators, congressmen, anybody? But the Senate, even though the Senate leadership is still intact, people are starting to talk about whether or not, the chaos in the House could filter over or disrupt the Senate as well.
It is going to be a long weekend at the Paul Ryan home in Janesville, Wisconsin. That's all I have to say. Catherine Rempel at the Washington Post and John Carney at the Wall Street Journal. Thanks, you two.
Thanks, Guy.
Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. A little bumpy on Wall Street today, a little bit up and down. Not so bad. We'll have the details when we do the numbers.